I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Hope your Memorial Day weekend is starting off well. It is May the 23rd, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank. Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. 612-294-6949 is how you can interrupt us at any point here by phone or text. We always welcome your questions. Scott, good morning to you, buddy.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and we are live local downtown Minneapolis every Saturday for the next hour. Love your comments. Like Ryan said, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. Before we roll into the show here, I want to say congratulations to my oldest daughter, Jordan. Jordan, now Swanson. She's having our first grandchild in July. Today is her baby shower.
Oh.
So everybody's flying into town. Everybody's going there. And I'm actually going to James, her husband's. What are they calling it? I don't know. It's a baby shower for men. We all bring diapers and wipes. So it's a pretty easy thing. But we're pumped. Be the first grandkid. So.
Scott, congratulations, yep, young man!
I'm very, very excited.
You're gonna be a great grandpa.
I'm gonna be a grandpa.
Yeah,
not a great grandpa, not yet, but I will be a good grandpa. Yes.
Thinking of Grandpa Larry. Thinking of your dear father.
Always runs through my mind. Yep. And Grandma Mary drove in from Illinois, so she's here for the day. So it should be a lot of fun.
Hey, excited! We got Mac Thielen, Opportunities in Business, with us here today. Mac, thanks for coming in, bud.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit here right after the first break, too, about businesses. Mac is a business broker, a ton of experience, worked with a lot of great companies, really all over the Twin Cities, Minnesota. Before we do that, however, Scott, we do like to do a market update. Real estate and mortgage, new listings here in the Twin Cities up about 4.5%. There were 1,751 new properties that came on the market. Pending sales, wow, up 14.2% year over year, 1,242 pendings. And then the inventory is also up 9%. We're up to 9,999.
Now, I was thinking, were you going to hit 10 before June? That would have been, we have not for a long time.
Yeah, that is interesting, Scott. A 14% increase with that. And again, a mortgage update, interest rate-wise, average 30-year fixed is right about 6.65. So that's down. It's pretty flat, kind of comparing year over year with kind of everything going on throughout the world with Iran, with the war, that type of thing. Scott, your analysis?
Well, the analysis is, you know, again, for those that haven't caught the show for the last 20 years, a balanced market in the Twin Cities is about 19,000 homes. That means you've got equal amount of buyers, equal amount of sellers. It means it takes, you know, a couple, 3 months to sell your house and so on and so forth. So we're only at 9,999. We're at 10,000 homes. So still a heavy seller's market. But 2 years ago, we were at about 6,000 homes on the market at this time. So yes, 10,000 homes is still very little in the Twin Cities, still an aggressive market. But I've seen more price reductions. I've seen, you know, right now, for example, in Lakeville, if you're buying a single family home in Lakeville from 600,000 to 800,000, you have about 48 homes to look at. 2 years ago, you would have had about four to look at. And so make no mistake about it, it's still an aggressive market. But 10,000 homes, we're starting to feel the difference. We're starting to see price reductions. We're starting to see things sit a little bit longer. And it depends on the price range and the area you're in of whether it's a boom, I got 15 offers on my house, or crickets chirping and you're not getting any showing.
Hey, kind of a fun question. Feel free to call or text us. We had a texter yesterday. If money were no object, okay, if money were no object, would it be a lake home, a downtown penthouse, a hobby farm, or a cabin up north? Where are you living and why? Where are you living and why?
Oh boy, if money is no object, and you're just buying one.
Yep,
you're just buying one. So if money was no object, I'm a lake guy. I'm a Bemidji kid, far and in true. I would do a lake home, and I would probably do a lake home in the Cross Lake area of Brainerd. You can get a pretty nice shack up there if money's no object.
Mac, what do you think? What do you think? Money's no object. I know you with your four kids. We were just talking. You're a busy father as well. What do you think? Money no object. Where are you going to be living?
Well, we'd probably be neighbors.
Yeah, I could tell that. I could tell that. Max from Montana. Yeah. He's not living in a penthouse downtown Minneapolis.
Right down the lakefront.
Hey, yeah. Josh, what do you think? Where are you living, bud? Where's your choice? You get one choice, one house.
Anywhere.
Could be anywhere. Yeah, anywhere. Lake home, downtown, hobby farm, cabin up north.
Mountains/hills of Colorado.
Ooh, why? Ooh.
Well, the wife is from there, and I just think that that's as good as it gets, even though you kind of can be very far from reality as far as grocery stores.
So when you picture that, do you picture log home?
Nothing too, Lincoln log-like or anything like that, but definitely more of a modern, I guess, house in the woods. I wouldn't go log home.
It could be a barn dominium.
Could be a barn. Well, everybody's yeah. Everybody's going to be buying a barn dominium
sure.
In the next few years.
Hey, we're up against already our first
Well, what
break.
About you? What about you?
I think, it is a good question. I never think about what I would say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I do love New Prague. I'd love to. I just love a small town, living in a small town, just a...
So money's no object, so you put the biggest house... See, the O'Neill... The O'Neill foundation of me in New Prague is what you'd build.
You know, being a simple guy, I loved our house we grew up in. I think about our house. It's a 50s Rambler, great neighbors, great neighborhood, just kind of a small town, simple.
Yeah.
Small town and simple. That's kind of the way I'm wired. But, hey, we are up against our first break. We're going to continue the discussion here. 612-294-6949. Mac Thielen's coming up right after the break. We're going to be talking about some business stuff. Before we do, Heidi Husef has a listing in St. Louis Park, Scott, 1316 Kilmer Avenue for $368,000. It's a $368,000. It's a three-bedroom Rambler. It's got a main entry deck, fully fenced-in backyard, beautifully finished hardwood floors, a nice addition, gas fireplace, move-in ready. It's a great location, close to dining, highways, shopping. Again, 1316 Kilmer Avenue in St. Louis Park, $368,000. Miss Heidi Husef. Wow, she's having an awesome year.
She's
Scott.
Having an incredible year. I was just looking at the Ryan puts out a little posting of where everybody sits, and Heidi is right there at the top or second to the top.
Yeah,
incredible year.
Top
great
of
agent.
The
great agent.
Wonderful human being. Congrats to Heidi. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
To the second section of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We do appreciate you joining us. 612-294-6949 is how you can connect with us at any point. Wanted to touch on one of their listings, Scott. Fong Cao with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus has one in Bloomington, 1436 East Old Shakopee Road for $400,000. It's a four-bedroom home. It's an open lot, fantastic condition. It's got a bright living room, bamboo flooring, oak hardwood, eat-in kitchen, a dedicated dining area, and it's lots of updates. Anderson windows, new water heater, new dishwasher, newer roof, and it's a walkout basement leading directly to the garage. The open house is today. Fong's going to be there today, the 23rd, 12 to 2. 1436 East Old Shakopee Road in Bloomington for $400,000. Check that one out. We do have Mac Thielen with us in studio today, the owner of a company called Opportunities in Business. So with our radio show over the last 20 years, Scott and I have wanted to find great partners in all sections that pertain to real estate in Minnesota. One of those is businesses. People will reach out and say, hey, I own this building. in Montgomery, Minnesota. I own a business. We want to sell it. As agents, we are not involved with the selling of the business. We need an expert. That's why we have somebody like Mac. Mac, good morning to you. Thanks
morning
for being here.
You.
We were just talking a little bit. You did 37 transactions last year, your company, from start to finish in 1 year with businesses. First of all, congratulations. Tell people a little bit about your operation.
Well, you know, I said we're business brokerage and low market M&A, so we deal with companies generally around $50 million in revenue on down, right? That's kind of our lane. Industry-wide, we don't have, at any given time, we'll be in a certain vertical of manufacturing or service, B2B, retail, what it may be. But, you know, we have a broad experience level over the last 40 years in a varied amount or varied industry types.
You know, Mac, I was thinking about your industry with you coming on today. And one thing that obviously we've been talking about in real estate in general and the whole world's talking about is AI. And, you know, we use it now for just one additional evaluation or, you know, or when you've got real kind of want to get in the weeds on things, you can use AI to kind of get in the weeds on things. Is it something that's helping your business? Are you even seeing it being used yet, or do you think it's coming?
Well, AI is definitely here and coming, but it's also been here ultimately since the internet came
sure.
out. As we, you know, in varied integrations and capabilities, you know, a lot of business owners that are listening here, their business started before internet, and ours did as well,
yeah.
right? So a lot of what we're seeing AI in day-to-day is just kind of educating and double-checking, fact-checking, kind of digging in, getting some mundane tasks. So AI, as far as a big disruptor, you know, who knows what it's going to be like in 5 years or 2 years, but we see it more supporting business owners, and it does value the dirty jobs a little more because AI is not going to come in
and
run trucks and clean your drains,
yeah.
right? They're not going to put a roof on your house. So there, it does, you know, there's a term, it's AI-proof business, right? That's kind of we're hearing from buyers. So it does, if you're, you know, if you do have a business where, yes, AI could help you by maybe designing that install of the plumbing
yeah.
for the addition, you know, so it will, it'll help you and not hinder you. So,
yeah, that's interesting, though, you think about that. Is it, I mean, generally, with your 37 businesses, the transactions that you, the folks you helped last year, any kind of big picture business things you're seeing, like climate wise overall with those businesses and with the sale and transaction, just kind of overall with the market, was it a lot of owners saying, hey, I'm done. I've been doing this my whole life. Time to move on. What are there other reasons? I mean, when people say, hey, I'm looking to sell, obviously some probably unhappy things if there's a death or that type
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Well, you've got your, you know, the uncontrollable factors such as death, divorce, partnership dispute, burnout. But a lot of transitions, you know, a lot of companies we work with are legacy companies, they're family companies. They were maybe started by grandpa. The next generation's running it now. And that third generation just doesn't have the passion that grandpa and grandma did.
Well, a third generation doesn't know what work is. That's the problem. Grandpa's generation knew what work is. Dad's generation knew what work is. This generation wants to make sure they've got enough PTO time for time off.
You be nice.
That too.
You be nice, Scott. No, it is yeah. interesting, though. I think, are there a lot of people that say, I'm going to do it myself, Mac? You know, in real
estate.
Oh, yes,
and there's yeah. also, you know, there's a lot of corporate layoffs. And ageism as well, to where corporations will, say, terminate a 50-year-old ad exec, right, who's fantastic, but we can hire someone who's 22
yeah.
with all these fancy tools, you know, doesn't have the relationships, but they get the ageism is out, where they can bring immense value to a small company, and 50 is young
yeah.
and fresh and skilled. And so we're seeing a lot of those handoffs, too, from, you know, corporate getting pushed out and they want to do it themselves.
Yeah, I would think so. So, Ryan, you can probably back me up on this. In real estate, I would say probably the number one question asked by buyers is why are they selling?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's, and of course, a lot of times we can't get that information because if you represent the seller, you might not want to disclose it. But that's the number one question. And I would think in businesses, it would even be more, what are they hiding? What are they not telling me? Why are, if it's such a great business, why are they selling? I would think you'd hear that a lot.
Number one.
Yeah.
It's the first question. And another question I ask of sellers is, what are you going to do after?
Yeah. Oh, because sure.
Because if it's not a simple transaction, you're going to move into a house, you're going to downsize, we want to get closer to the grandkids, or whatever it may be, is your spouse going to want you sitting in that chair every day in front of them where they've been used to you being out of
the house? Answer to that is like an answer. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't want you there.
What are you going to do with your time? You have to be prepared because it's generally a 6 to 12 month process. And there's a lot to think about during that time.
Do most owners stay on for a 6 month, year, 2 year time period to help pass that business?
Yeah, typically we see in between about 90 days in a year.
Okay, so they're staying on. And from a valuation standpoint, is it really industry specific? Like, I'm assuming it's a multiple of what the business made for the year. Is that really industry specific, or is there kind of a general rule?
There are industry benchmarks, if you would. But say I made widgets and it cost me $1 to sell them, and I sold them for 75 cents, I'm going to have revenue of $50 million. If I made widgets and it was $1 and I sold them for $2, yeah, my revenue is going to be $10 million, but I'm making money. Mm. So you can't use like the, I looked up on AI and it said that I should get 1.2 times my revenue.
Yeah, God, that's got to drive you nuts right now. Oh, I looked it up. It was all right. With us. Oh, no, Scott. I looked my house up in Zillow. I got a Zestimate. Mm. My house is worth it. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's not right. And I would think that'd be the same thing with this. Oh, no, I looked it up on Google. I had AI tell me, and this is what it's worth.
Yeah. It's. But when you go through and explain, a normal business person is going to say, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
You're right. I just, it told me this. I thought, And there's a lot of, with AI playing lawyer, right?
Oh, sure.
So, like, people plug in. Sure. A contract, and then they come back with all these, these are my contingencies I should have. It's like, well, you're not buying the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's right.
You're buying a janitorial company. You've got your contracts, and you've got your labor.
You're not buying the Timberwolves. It is interesting. You see it a lot in real estate, too. You can see it now, I would say, with email communication. You can tell a lot when people are using AI on email responses. It's almost a certain font. I forget the name of the font. Always the long dash. Aptos. Aptos, the long dash. Yeah. Always the long dash. That's a giveaway. You know what I mean?
The bolds.
Yeah, when it just, it doesn't, you can tell this is not them writing it,
It is nice, though, when you write like I write with your fat fingers, especially on text, everything's wrong. And so it's nice to then have AI clean it up a little bit so it looks I've noticed you've had some really eloquent
emails to me lately.
It's sweet. Much sweeter.
Yeah, I've noticed you've been really thoughtful in your messages to me.
Yes.
I'm like, wow. Hey, Mac, we appreciate you coming on today. We know you and your family got a busy holiday weekend. Best way for people to connect with you, business owners, maybe they're looking to sell, maybe people, entrepreneurs, looking for a business. You've got a wonderful operation. Best way for people to connect with you?
Really, it's our website. And then you can go through, you can see Mike Wachello's mug on there as
Yes.
well. And that's OIB, as in Opportunities in Business, MN, like Minnesota.com. So OIBMN.com. That's kind of top of your head while you're driving around. Can remember that.
Yeah, great job. Well done. We love working with you. I encourage folks to reach out. Again, Opportunities in Business. Have a great golf round today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate Mac coming on here today. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
H.O., we appreciate you joining us. It was fun to have Mac Thielen on. Before we dive back in, Scott, just our minute of hope.
Yes.
With the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. This week, met a wonderful mother. Her name is Brittany, a mother of eight children. And after enduring years in an abusive relationship, she made a difficult decision to leave and create a safe environment for herself and her kids. She found a secure place where she can start over and rebuild their lives. But there was an obstacle standing in her way. Of course, a security deposit was needed to move into this housing. Thanks to you all, thanks to your support as donors, our foundation was able to help her obtain the finances for the deposit, allowing her to move in, her and her children move into a safe spot. Thank you to everyone. Again, each week we work to help families, individuals in our communities experiencing unplanned hardships. And life, as we know, Scott, can be hard. Life throws us a lot of curveballs, and we're just honored to be able to help to step in and do our best.
Well, and think about that. I mean, you know, everybody has, we all have tough things in our life, but being a single mother with eight kids just because your ex is a jerk and bails, think about if you're put in that situation, what do you do? You can say, oh, well, they should have planned better, whatever. You know, you get caught with eight kids, you're desperate to take care of them. It's just cool that you guys give her the opportunity, and that's kind of what your whole thing is. You're not taking care of people long term. You're giving them a boost at the time where they need some help, and you're looking for people that want that and are looking to self, you know, be they want to engage. You know, they're not just looking for handouts.
Yeah, big families. It was interesting, Mac. We were just talking with Mac that was here. He was one of seven. I'm the youngest of six. It's interesting. I had a couple texters that just said, texter said, I'd moved to a big cabin on Lake Minnetonka from earlier. And then a comment says, can you comment on the fraud that's going on in the daycare world? Is there actual need for the care that needs to be filled? What are your thoughts? Is this the worst time probably to get into a daycare business?
Very good question. I will tell you this. Before I was in real estate, for those that haven't caught the show, I owned three daycare centers. They were newborns through 12 years old, so they were daycares and active preschools. And I can tell you, from a business owner that owned daycare centers that had daycare centers with year waiting lists sometimes to get into our centers, that there is not a lot of money in daycare centers. We did not get any assistance. So when I first heard about that, where they were getting huge checks from the state, immediately my antenna went up because, you know, we never got anything like that. Hmm. And I'm not even sure how you would qualify to do it. So that immediately is always scary when you've got outside money coming in and that volume it was shocking. If I was to say, would I buy a daycare right now? Boy, I'll tell you what, you just really want to have it. You really want to have a guy like Mac to sit down with you, go through the numbers. I'll tell you, and go through who you are personally. Ryan and I are the same. I was not a great daycare owner because my families would fall behind. So, like, my accounts receivable was just crazy. I mean, there was so much money owed because families couldn't make their payment. And, of course, I didn't want to kick them out of the center because you're kicking the kids out. And so eventually you find out that you've got all this money owed to you. So there's all that kind of stuff. You kind of have to be, you know, you have to have that kind of being a hard case guy woman to make sure that you're collecting the money. But outside of that, there's a lot of really cool things about it. You feel good. Kids are awesome. It's great helping families.
Yeah, my sister Mary has had an in-home daycare in New Prague for over 30 years. She does a wonderful job with it. Mary put up a post recently on Facebook because she's got a couple openings in this summer for families. And the amount of comments that Mary got from people in and around New Prague. I mean, it was like, it was just such a, so wonderful to see all the families, the parents, the kids. Some of the kids even commented about that relationship and the love that Mary has shown them. I mean, she's a very special person to have done that. And yeah, God bless all the daycare providers out there, because it really does take a certain person.
Oh my gosh, it is a labor. It's a labor of love, and you do. It's fun even to this day. Now I sold my last center probably in 2001, 2002. But to this day, I will still run into now 28-year-olds with their own kids, where they'll come up and say, "Mr. Wilmering, you know, I was, you know, so and so in your toddler room," and I will, of course, remember the name. And so it is fun.
Hey, want to give a shout out to my brother Tom. Tom is out on the East Coast right now. Tom is a longtime teacher here in Minnesota, and Tom has three daughters. One of his daughters, Elise, is graduating from college this weekend, and she is going to be going on to law school. So a big congratulations to Elise O'Neill and my dear brother Thomas, and three girls, Scott. Three girls, all of them are doing great in life, so that's a big deal. College graduation this weekend.
Very, very exciting. That reminds me, so if you were not going to be a real estate agent, and you were to go into a different field, have you ever thought that you would have been good at this field, or something that maybe people would be shocked that you would have done if you wouldn't have gotten into real estate?
Yeah. What about you? What about you? Have somebody?
The reason I thought about it is your niece, you said?
Yeah, my niece.
Your niece. I would have liked to have been an attorney. Yeah. I would have enjoyed being an attorney. I would have enjoyed being an attorney in the courtroom. I would not enjoy being an attorney that reads 9,000 books, which is a lot of what the work is. But I would have loved to have done that. What about you?
You would have been good at one of Scott's one thing he is very good at is Scott has a high emotional intelligence, and I've always said as like a psychologist, you would be very good. Now again, you have been twice divorced, but to your credit, you are very good friends. You called me about a week ago. Both of your ex-wives who are friends. We're together. You guys were driving somewhere. I know both of them. I'm friends with them as well, of course. But to your credit, all of the kids, you guys get together. You have very good relationships. But you're really good about that human relationship thing. You get that from your mom, don't you?
Well, actually, yeah, side note, my mom and I were actually thinking about doing a relationship podcast.
You need to do that.
Yeah, and she lives in Illinois, so it would have to be something we would do. But I would enjoy that. You're correct. I would have... If it wasn't an attorney, I would have enjoyed being a psychologist. I especially when it comes to relationships, I'm kind of a get in the weeds guy on that stuff.
Yeah, we've got a couple of the questions that have come in, 612-294-6949. This one just said, guys, are granite countertops still in or are they out? Granite countertops, Scott, are they in or out?
I would say what they are is they've dropped down the pecking order.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years ago, granite was like if you were putting granite in, that was the thing. And then it went to quartz. And now there's so many variations of stone, different kinds of stones, and, you know, what's cool and what's not. So, yeah, I would say that it is definitely better to have granite than it is to have any kind of a formica in your house. But it does pale a little bit with some of the Corian that's out there. And some of the other kind of hard surfaces.
Yeah, it is interesting just with some of the different finishes that are coming through again. This one, what is the most Minnesota thing you've ever seen at an open house? The most Minnesota thing you've ever seen at an open house. It's interesting. You know, one thing they always tell home sellers is to take down a lot of your personal personal pictures, family pictures, kind of personal things. They say it's harder for the buyer sometimes to visualize themselves in the house if you've got everything around. I'm just trying to think of something Minnesotan, Scott. Can you think of anything? That's an interesting question.
Well, and that question comes in periodically through the year. Ryan always gets mad at me because my answer to that is it depends on if you have a good-looking family or not. and you know if you do or if you do not. And the reason that I say that, people are going to get mad at me. It's just, it's true. Think about it. If you've gone into a house and it is a very cool looking family, that's a good vibe. You can see yourself there. If it happens to be a very unattractive family,
you're terrible.
I'm just telling the truth. I would take those pictures down. It is, yeah, I've seen it play out many, many times where you get this good, warm feeling. If you have a family of three with young kids and you see another family of three with young kids' pictures, it gives you a better feeling.
It is interesting, though. I would encourage just photos in general, you know, so the new buyer can picture themselves in the home. Removing those, yeah. I'm always a fan of this. This one, though, guys, with HOAs, are HOAs a blessing or a curse? HOAs a blessing or a curse? Right now,
they're a curse.
They have been become not great at all with insurance, rising costs, difficulty in resale. Scott,
people that have lived through them, that have gone through an association, a lot of times will not have anything to do with associations again. You got to remember, when you go to a place with an association, you are involving humans in your in your life, how you live, where you live, what you can put in your yard, what you can put in your driveway. You're involving other people's opinions in your life. So if you're a person that, look, you want to put your Bobcat on the driveway, probably an association is probably not your thing. If you want to park your boat in the street, probably association's not your thing.
And the hard thing, too, is privacy as well. If you think about, you know, if you're used to, you know, living in a spot where you don't have neighbors super close or neighbors wondering, hey, why is that person over there now? Or I saw this car come over there. When you get a lot of people living together, I found, as, again, a small landlord, problems can happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you got a lot of people living close together, the intentions are good. But again, landlords, you can probably nod your head as you're hearing this. People don't always play nicely in the sandbox, and you hear about it as the landlord.
Well, and the thing with associations, the I don't know why that's a big deal comment needs to get out of your head, because it's never going to be a big deal to you. You want to put in a garden in your townhome. Well, that's a reasonable request. Well, no, nobody else in the townhome has gardens. They're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you're going to take exceptional care of your garden and it's going to look pristine. They're not going to let you do a garden.
Yeah.
And if you're a garden person, that's going to tick you off. Don't live in an association.
Hey, we're up against our final break. Before we do, Linda Hipp, awesome agent on the Minnesota real estate team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. She has one down in Albert Lea. 510 West Richway Drive in Albert Lea for $285,000. This is a four-bed, three-bath Rambler. It's on a wonderful treed lot overlooking the city park and community gardens. It's just kitty corner from the boat launch, built in 1957, almost 3,000 square feet, very well-maintained, three bedrooms, open floor plan, lots of updates. You've got a spacious kitchen with sliding glass doors leading to the concrete patio. On the back, you've got a large wraparound deck. It spans the entire front of the home. Cool. Major mechanicals have been updated, including a furnace, AC washer, dryer in the last 5 years, new water heater, and a newer concrete driveway and a stone retaining wall. Check this out. 510 West Richway Drive in Albert Lea for $285,000. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Two other listings to touch on, Scott. Laura Antolik has one in St. Anthony, 2905 Townview Avenue, Northeast in St. Anthony, 54099. This is a move-in ready Rambler. It's in the heart of St. Anthony. It's got an open floor plan, large family room addition, three bedrooms on the main floor, two fully updated baths. You've got a kitchen with maple cabinets, granite countertops, tile floors, stainless steel appliances, oversized 2.5-car garage, maintenance-free concrete driveway, and a great deck as well, partially fenced and private yard. That one is nice, 2905 Townview Avenue Northeast in St. Anthony. And then the other one is in Lakeville, Scott, 16373 Elm Creek Lane in Lakeview for $269,900. This is a move-in ready, three-bed, three-bath townhome. It's in school district 196. You've got a upper level with three bedrooms, two baths, a laundry closet. Primary bedroom is with a large walk-in closet. Garage is oversized, has an additional bump-out section for extra storage. Very updated home, Laura says, 16373 Elm Creek Lane in Lakeville, 269-9, three bed, three bath. And Scott, we were just talking about Grandpa Larry. We want to give a shout out to all the CCO listeners, family, friends. Memorial Day, honoring those who died while serving our country. Again, send our thanks, our gratefulness for family, friends, acknowledging the fallen. And so thinking of everybody here this Memorial Day, Scott.
Yeah, we are. It's a good, obviously a great weekend for family and everybody to get together and enjoy that. But we do need to keep it in our mind of what it's for, and all the people that have given that that sacrifice is incredible. You know, we had the question that came in that I just realized we really didn't answer. The most Minnesota thing you've ever seen at an open house. I'm not sure what the listener is getting after. Are they thinking like they were cooking casserole dishes or what would be Minnesotans? You know, I think some of the common things we see at open houses are cookies that are made so the house, you know, smells better. You know, things like that, but I'm kind of blanking on the Minnesota thing.
We had one here, Deanna Scott, a friend, a longtime great agent. She said an old rusty tractor in the backyard
would be a Minnesota thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Leaving an old rusty tractor. It's interesting, though. It is kind of an interesting. Speaking of Minnesota, Scott, tater tot hot dish.
Yes.
Is it a must have or overrated?
Well, I'll tell you what, I put tater tot hot dish right above green bean casserole, so it's somewhere in that pecking order. It's there. It's not sure it's an absolute, but you definitely do see it.
Yeah, it is interesting. Negotiations, you know, we haven't, on the show over the years, we've talked a little bit about negotiations, but one thing I would say, if you are a buyer in a multiple offer situation, make your first offer your best offer. You will, most oftenly, you don't get another chance to renegotiate. You may say, well, look, I would have paid more, or why didn't they come back to me? Remember, the listing agent represents the seller. So you got to make your offer your best offer on that first time, Scott.
Yeah, that's right. And again, this is where it's more important than ever to make sure that you are dealing with an agent that is representing you, that you trust. Not that they're trying to sell you a house, but that they're advising you the best way they possibly can for you to get a house. Most buyers make a mistake, what Ryan is just saying. They go in and they leave a little bit in the tank. They don't want to go, because in your mind, you're like, well, why would I put my best foot forward? Well, in a multiple offer situation, not only is it putting your best foot forward, it's making sure you're making no mistakes. You're not asking for anything that is immediately going to throw you out of it. 10 offers on the property, I can tell you right now, 75% of them are going to waive their inspection. So if you're asking for an inspection, you're probably not going to get the house. 75% of them are going to have a guaranteed appraisal gap, meaning if it comes in low, they're going to gap the appraisal. If you're not doing that, your agent can have an S on his chest or her chest. They're not going to get you the house. So you do need to at least know, look, you have a 60% chance of getting this house based on what the offer is. Do you want to adjust it or change it? And you have to be working with an agent that you believe is telling you the truth.
Yeah, this one just said, is there a home feature that immediately makes you say no or makes you say nope? Is there something that home feature? I can think of a couple things.
Well, there's a ton. I mean, smell is your automatic when you walk in the
smell
door.
Smell is tough.
Smell's the biggest killer.
Smoke smell or particular foods. Maybe you're a great chef.
Yep.
But again, you got to think about, you know, what does it smell like?
That's right. If you back to a busy road, you will have a lot of people that set showings up that drive in the driveway and drive out. And it will be a frustrating experience
That's
for you.
Hard.
Why won't they show the house? Because it doesn't matter if you have gold in the walls. They're not buying a house that's on a busy road. There's a percentage of people that just will not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of anything else that immediately. So I would say, yeah, location is tough. Location's very hard. I lived on a busy street, and as a first-time home buyer, you know, I probably made the mistake of buying there, but I loved it. But again, when I sell, it's going to be tough.
Yep.
It's going to be a tough thing. Hey, Scott, the show went by quickly. We're already wrapping up here. Last thoughts for people?
Yeah, last thoughts. You know, again, out to all the families, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your families. Make sure you stay safe. If you're drinking, don't drive. So all that kind of stuff. Other than that, real estate, you know, we're getting into prime time here. This is May, and this is starting to get as good as it gets. So if you're getting a little bit long on the tooth, if you're listening, get with your agent, get proactive, because your next 2 months are really going to be your prime for getting the property sold.
Have fun at the shower.
Yes, I will.
Grandpa Scott is going to be in action here before we know it. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. If you are a buyer, seller, investor, please don't ever hesitate to reach out. Our team would be honored to help you. We really work all over Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Reach out anytime. Hope you and your families have a great Memorial Day. And thanks to Josh Wheeler for coming in this weekend, too. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.